I don't feel like I should be allowed to have a gaff. Like, I want a gaff. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm mature or responsible enough. The way you can just buy a gaff. And she goes, I feel like that, like, whole friend asked her to be a bridesmaid. And she's like, I can't do that.
You shouldn't be.
Do you know what? I felt
like, it's mad that you're, like, trusted with this.
Yeah.
But it's mad that we're trusted with this.
Are we in now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the three of us, myself, Terrence and Siobhan, are responsible for, like, putting out episodes of the podcast every week.
That's no, but like, that doesn't even sound that bad.
No,
anyone can do that. But there's hundreds of thousands of people listening.
Terrence, I stood there and I looked at the three of us and I was like, who's in charge?
Someone should
come in and be like, right here, get in there and just do this. And I'm like, sound.
That's me.
The reason why I called her a liability is because she walked up and she goes, did you just fill that glass of water? And I was like, yeah, mine. She's like, oh, I think I lost mine and just walked off.
Yeah, how did you lose a glass of water?
How are you losing a whole glass of water?
I had already brought it into the studio, I forgot.
Do you know what I mean? But you know what else it dawned on me? I feel like me and Harper are brother and sister.
Because like, you were so young?
Not even that, it's just like, wavelength and maturity was, I'm driving down the road, we're digging each other down Yellow Ridge. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, what am I doing? That's me young one.
Yeah.
And like, we're winding each other up and all, and I'm like, I'm not mature enough to be responsible for the child. On my own. We went out for the day yesterday and I'm like, I have to get whole food now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're saying on your own, like, as if you're on your own. Your board went away for 2 days and you're going, I'm on my own. Like, where
yeah, like, yeah, it was me and the dog. I was like, the whole family's in my hands here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but when you say on your own, obviously it'd be hard on your own.
But like, I was like, what?
You're not on your own. Your board's been away for 18 hours. And you're like, I'm on my own.
Do you know what else popped into my head, Siobhan? So we done the golf challenge for TBX last week.
Yeah.
And you said I was very competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said, I don't think I am. And I feel like I'm very insecure about
oh my
you're
God.
So competitive.
I, honestly.
But no, I'm not actually joking, Terry. Like, I said, remember I was saying to you, like, if you said, come on, we have a race.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, not a chance.
I think you're really competitive, but you're also not stupid. So like, I'm really competitive, but if you say to me, feel Bob on the line, game it, table tennis now, I'm lethal, I'm not going to back myself.
Yeah.
But if you know you're good at something and I know I'm good at something, the competition is through the roof. It's like you and I with quizzes, right? It's about intelligent.
That's
it's about good at that stuff. And then you're like, I back myself against anyone here, and then you and I clash. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're competitive when you think you can win.
Of course. But not everyone is just competitive with everything.
And you're probably, that's actually probably that you're so competitive that you want to win so badly that you don't even want to compete unless you think you'll win.
Exactly.
So you don't want to run the race like because Jordan. You think you'll lose.
Yeah.
So I'm like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But you know when it popped into me?
You're a fly the failure.
I seen a reel on Instagram.
Therapy session is he lying there.
You're a fly the failure. Just go for it. Take the leap. Start the podcast.
I seen a reel on Instagram and it's a woman training. And it's like, what are you training for? And it's a son's sports day. Harper School doesn't have a sports day and I'm actually devastated over it.
What?
Yeah. They don't do sports day.
I take her out of it. No, I take her out of that school. I take her out of it because sometimes they do the parents day and all.
That's...
Oh, Leo.
That's what I'm missing.
I'm only training now for that.
That's it. And I think I'm in my prime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, so I've been training for this.
I'm missing my peak years here.
Take her out of the school.
You know what I mean? Well, I've had more kids in there than them, but I'm 40.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what? 8 years ago, I would have...
I'll be fucking 40. Don't do it like that.
You've been in mid-30s.
No.
Yeah. Five
what? You don't do sports day at 5?
Terrence, what do you think your young lad is going to be in school?
Sports day, a primary school thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Only primary school.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But
I'm
like,
saying that like as if I even went to secondary school. Obviously, I played it in primary school.
I'd have seen the other dads and all, I'd be like, I think I could take them in the race. If I came down to it, do you know what I mean? But like, I'll never know. So yeah, I'm just going to show up to someone else's sports day. Tag me in, Terry. Tag me in.
Sixth class.
She's going into sixth class.
Just arrange one. Suggested to the school.
I think it was something that stopped Jordan COVID and he never picked it back up.
Be the change.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That sports day is so cool for the kids.
Be the change you want to see in the world or whatever.
I'm getting on to Aladdin. I'm getting on to Aladdin now.
It's getting deep in here and I'm here for it.
Do you know the Aladdin app? People who have kids in school and all. I'm getting on to that and putting a suggestion in.
Will I give you a question or do you have anything to say?
Nothing. Calvin briefly mentioned that we went to play golf.
Oh yeah.
On Friday. And that's going to be out soon on TBX.
And it might be the start of something.
Have a look on the socials and you'll see some promo clips and that'll go out on TBX. And we're thinking about doing little things like that.
Our TBX winner, the hell was his name? It was like something unusual.
Right, Siobhan being mad unprofessional didn't prepare this, but your obviously man who done not. The Mayo and Terence's belly won't question. Is that the
I'm
win
gonna
a,
get
a
his
year?
Name. Just give me 2 seconds.
He said that in a year at TVX. Siobhan, I'm saving you this for the edit.
Just give me 2 seconds. Where's his fucking name?
Where's his fucking name?
I don't sound like that.
That was like pinpoint what he just did right there.
We have news for you, Siobhan.
Where's
how are you getting on there?
Just say the fella with the mayonnaise and turns his belly button.
Nah,
is that the winning?
To give his name.
Yeah, at TBX, and then we'll correct it next week.
Oh yeah, okay, I can't find his name.
So the winner of the free year of TBX is the fella who put the mayonnaise and turns his belly button question in.
It's a deserved winner.
When I said that, I said the fella put the mayonnaise and turns his belly button. I was like, I'm gonna need to add on to that because that doesn't sound right.
Anyone who doesn't know the thing you're talking about is gonna be like, what?
Yeah. Look, you should have caught up. I'm not getting into detail. Just a little more. Siobhan.
Yeah.
We've...
Sorry, I can't find it.
We'll come back to it.
Sorry. Yeah, all right. Okay.
She was gone there.
Yeah. She's in
it. I called you, you're like, what?
Luke has a question. He says, how's things, man? And then has in brackets, and your phone.
Thank I love you. How he knows.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I know men as me and Teddy and not own.
Yeah. Wait.
Because he's never here.
Yeah.
Question for you is, myself and the missus. See, it's when things are written like that.
Myself and the missus?
Yeah.
What ways are written?
Myself
MRS?
And the missus. But like, I would never say that, so it's struggled for me to like,
is it,
say that out loud.
Myself and the MRS?
No.
M-I-S-S-U-S. Yes. Is it not US?
He's written it yes. I don't know how to write it. I've never wrote it.
We don't
if
know.
You're saying misses, look. If you're saying misses, you'd spell it US. Misses is just, he misses the shot. Do you get me? Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Aaron, is it, oh, yeah, come on. This could be the most you've ever justified yourself. Fair play. I'm proud of you.
No, but I feel like you shouldn't be. I feel like that's in my locker. More than you give me respect for.
Terrence, last week you were talking about looking at lamps and crying like.
That video is out of context, by the way, Siobhan.
I know, yeah.
Completely out of context.
On purpose.
The amount of people pulling me in real life going, what were you talking about? Why are you crying tonight, bro? I was like, look, it's a, just listen to it, please. No, don't listen to that one.
Yeah, just one.
I'm not explaining.
3 minutes is all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Katie Taylor, listen to that. Yeah. Right. Myself and the missus done a thing seeing which famous people were born on our birthdays and then deciding who out of the two of them would win in a fight.
Yeah, that is, I like them.
She's the 11th of January, so she got Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, and I'm the 9th of January, so I got Sean Paul. I think Sean Paul would smash him.
And what date was she?
The 11th.
And Reggie is the 10th. That's mad, isn't it? 9th, the 10th, the 11th. That's mad, isn't it?
I think Sean Paul would smash him up.
As in Sean the Ball?
I presume so, yeah.
Sean the Paul has hands.
Yes, he does. Come and give it to.
He's the go.
So, right. What famous people are born on your birthdays?
James McCarthy, he used to play for Ireland and Crystal Palace. And then Lenny Yoro, who currently plays for Man United.
You have that off that.
Because no one else I know has.
What's your birthday?
13th of November.
Ooh! Listen to mine. Nate Dog.
Okay.
Fat Joe.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Matthew Perry. Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in good territory there, am I?
I don't know about
that's
that
pretty
now.
Good.
And would you put me beside them?
What you mean? You want your birthday up on like celebritiesbirthdays.com?
100%. Because just imagine, like, it'd be good for the podcast, wouldn't it, if they fitted me in there. Me, Bill Clinton. Now, there's a few names I don't know here. You will probably know. John Stamos. Coyle Sedgwick.
You never seen Step Brothers?
No.
If you were a girl, who was the one guy you'd sleep with? John Stamos. You ever see it?
I don't remember that part. Coco Chanel. And then Orville Roy. Orville.
Right. Is that the Wrights brothers? W-R-I-T?
W-R-I-T.
I haven't been asleep in about 40 hours already.
That's struggling.
He invented the plane.
Fuck, I'm in a good mix of people there.
I'm struggling.
Who are you picking out of your category there, out of all those
Fat
names?
Fat Joe,
that I'd beat in a fight?
No, to represent you in a fight. To fight.
Oh, do you ever see the video of Fat Joe? And he's like, I went into high school and I took everybody's bags off them and robbed every single 200 people. I robbed them all now.
No.
I was like, shut the fuck up, you
dick. Hey, Biggin.
I think that's Fat Joe. That could be defamation. I'm sure he's not listening, but still. Just in case. Who am I picking to fight you? And you have to win.
No.
No, they have to fight whoever.
They're representing
he picks.
You.
Oh, who has he got then?
No, yeah, you pick the big one.
Oh, I have to name Blime Rankin again.
Yeah, go.
No, just pick whoever out of that list. The best you fighter. Think the best fighter, yeah.
Fat Joe.
Right.
Fat Joe.
Apparently.
Imagine Fat Joe come in here and he's like, I hear you talking defamation. Put the fucking mic on. Like that one. Yeah, that's a good call. Know. That's deep ball knowledge.
We were listening to Fat Joe in the car when we were driving.
Was it What's
the other
Love?
Day.
Me and you.
What's Love, yeah. Yeah, how'd you know that?
Because that's what I just quoted.
We were listening to Aaron Rowan, picture this.
Yeah, and then Fat Joe.
It looked like a gangster. I was listening to Fat Joe.
Oh, you openly listened to Celine Dion, bro.
Right, you have Whoopi Goldberg, Jimmy Kimmel.
It was Whoopi Goldberg, no.
Whoopi Cushion.
What's that one? She's in with the nuns.
Sister Act.
Sister Act.
Ghost.
No.
Who knows?
Jimmy Kimmel's a big boy.
I don't know any of these people.
Just name them. I might know them.
Jared Butler.
You don't know Jared
no,
Butler?
No, I named him because I knew him.
No, I know you know him because someone said you were playing tennis with him here the other week. He was playing tennis with
Brian
him.
Tubbity. That was Russell Crowe. Just start naming them, Siobhan.
Do you want to just take the list and name them? You don't have as many good ones.
No, because you're not looking up the worst list ever. It's like, oh, this same, is a TikTok star.
That's the same list as his.
Nah, you have a bad list, bro. Steve Zahn, Oyan Hirsi Ali, Neil
Finn. Yeah, Mete World Peace, basketball player. What a name.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yeah, that's the... What did he write? Robert Louis Stevenson is an author, no?
Augustine of Hippo.
What a name.
Born in 354, he was. That's a good question, though. And I think Fat Joe was a good contender for a scrap.
French Montana, Travis Barker.
When were they? They're not the 13th.
The year?
The opera.
How would you know?
Because I was at the being looking at them.
Right, if I click in the French Montana and he's born on the 13th of November 1984, you owe me a tenner.
Might have looked up Reggie's day and George Foreman was born and I'm glad he wasn't yours. George Foreman, Rod Stewart.
You should have took that one. French Montana, 9th of November. It literally says 13th.
Yeah, send me a fiver.
I'm picking Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg and Fat Joe having a
show. El Whoopi Goldberg. He be poked around. Whoopi Goldberg. I thought he was a wrestler, by the way.
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what he looks like?
He has a gold mask on. Doesn't he? Now, watch me drop a bit of knowledge here, right? Because you're making me look bad,
okay,
right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wish people could see the camera and you were laughing at me. Look up Whoopi Goldberg and wrestling, he has a gold mask.
Wait, is that your...
Now.
That's your ball knowledge.
For your fiver back that right. You owe me.
Right.
Whoopi Goldberg in the wrestling gold mask.
Right. Danny DeLuca-Banton.
Right.
Whoopi Goldberg's a woman. Right. Right. There's three of these, so get ready. Yeah. Two. You're thinking of Bill Goldberg. The big huge fella. He's in the film The Longest Yard. Out of wrestling. And the rest of the gold mask you're thinking of is gold dust. Hence why he's wearing a gold mask.
Why did I always go?
I feel like you owe me €15 there. I want a fiver for all of them.
Right. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh my god, I can't believe I had to show him who Whoopi Goldberg is. What are you doing naming your blade? That's Whoopi Goldberg. That's actually a very hard name to say. Whoopi Goldberg. Imagine that name being Whoopi. Whoopi. Where are you?
I failed. I was wondering why she was laughing so hard, and I was 99% sure. I probably would have bet big money there now. Anyways, I think Fat Joe beats Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know. I think it's close, Siobhan. What do you reckon?
I don't know, Fat Joe.
Put the fucking mic on. Got to do with it, babe. It's about us. Big tune. Hey, you know it's a belter of a tune. Ja Rule Living Her Up.
Ja Rule was late.
Yeah, talk about falling off.
Yeah, he got into a beef with the boys and lost heavy, didn't he?
50 Cent wasn't having it. Siobhan's wearing a 50 Cent t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah, it's class.
Favourite 50 Cent song, go.
Back Down.
I don't think I can name two.
I feel like you're too young.
What's the one where he gets shot?
Many Men.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah. Do you be listening to that in the headphones, Siobhan, in the apartment?
No, I know what she does.
I like that song, yeah.
You listen to that going running and you can't take off running until 50 Cent gets shot.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Run around Connemara, listen to Many Men.
Yeah.
Sunny days wouldn't be so special if it wasn't for rain. Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. Death gotta be easy because life was hard and it's you running through the hills of Connemara.
Yeah, this is, as soon as he starts, it's like you don't be able to stop, don't you know?
I know,
you get invested in it.
It'll leave you physically, mentally and emotionally scarred.
Right, dear turn to Calvin. I literally just fucked a new Air Max 7.
Siobhan, you can't be hesitating.
Don't pause after.
You can't be hesitating,
Siobhan. Don't pause after.
You have to pre-read that.
On Siobhan, there cannot be a second pause.
The cadence, it's all about the cadence, Siobhan. You know you fucked it.
No, Siobhan, you fucked up there. You fucked up.
Siobhan had a bigger fall off than Ja Rule.
100%, you're like cute.
If 2023 Siobhan could see you now, she'd be disgusted.
Aye. I literally just fucked a brand new Air Max.
Siobhan, what a hesitation.
Well, and she's emphasising it. She goes, I literally just fucked a brand new Air Max. What that says, I literally just fucked a brand new Air Max tracks away. See how easy that is.
Right, let y'all get professional. Right? Let's go.
I'll just start with a brand new Air Max 270 at my neighbour's prick of a cat to stop it pissing yet again in my garden. I missed and the fat fuck just looked at me, picked it up and jumped back over the wall with it. Do I go over and get it or what? For fuck's sake.
What? Yeah. The fucking cat is that?
Yeah. They pick up a hole, run out and jumping over the wall with it?
That's a German Shepherd. Somebody showed me a cat. Was that you? Did you show me the cat?
What cat?
That big huge cat, that's real. Who showed me that cat? Was that you? Who said that to me the other day? Someone said, what's the name of them cats?
Oh.
What's the name of the cats? It's the length of the sofa. They're in Dublin. I don't know, bro. It's big. It's bigger than a dog, look. And someone has one and it jumps out on the car.
Bigger than a dog?
Well bigger.
Like a leopard or something.
A Maine Coon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Who has a Maine Coon? I thought you said you have one.
What?
Well, I don't like when you spend time together around me. I feel like I miss out so much. Remember, I thought you spoke Katie Taylor behind me back. I was like, how did you know, Terrence? You're like, I answered the phone 10 seconds before you. I was like, alright, me getting paranoid. Remember that?
Yeah,
I'll never forget that.
That's the Maine Coon there.
Yeah, but this one's Arden's.
That looks like a Pokemon.
This is an Arden's one.
Alright, it's probably just a different colour. It's the same type of cat.
Yeah. Who said that to me the other day?
What's this got to do? Yeah, so
I don't know.
What? Get the runner, jump over and get the fucking run on me. Yeah, what are you going to just leave?
Unless it's a Maine. If it's a Maine Coon, don't get the runner. Right? But apparently it's a friendly one as well. They're friendly or something.
He's referring to one specific cat.
Yeah, but
and it's like, apparently it's a friendly one. He, like, no one knows.
From the box room window onto the car. And it like
dints the car.
Yeah, but it says hello. Like it's not. No,
it says hello.
It's not saying hello, but it's like greeting you. Do you get me? In a friendly manner.
And is it their own car?
I don't
know. And they're annoyed about it, or it's the neighbour's cat jumping on the car. What are you talking about?
It's not the cat's car. It's meow once.
you're getting worse with them. Who has a Maine Coon cat and it jumps on the car and greets them? Who was saying that? Someone in Bally.
A Maine Coon in Ballyferma. Right. That's not. You can't put that in your gaff.
Yeah, and it's jumping on your car. Imagine.
The car has a dent in it.
Yeah, it dents the top of the car.
If it was a Maine Coon, what I would recommend is fucking do that runner over and just giving them prayer.
Giving them prayer runners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, if it's a normal cat, get your runner back. They're angry little bastards, but
cats are pricks.
Yeah. Cat battered me dog the other week.
Not surprised. Probably thought it was a rat.
Oh, wow.
Siobhan. Take it back.
No.
Right, next question.
Aaron sent in a question. He asked, if you could be a fly on the wall for a recording session of a song or album, what would you pick?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Do you know, like, there's so many songs. Cause
you're obsessed with that song.
The song goes on for like 8 minutes. There's no structure to it.
Yeah, but I was thinking like outside the box. Like
what?
When you go back to like fucking like Death Row Records and all. See what the boys were up there in the studio. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Vanilla Ice, when he recorded Ice Ice Baby, and he's like, no, it's not the same as Under Pressure, because my song goes dun 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 dun. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Did you ever see that?
No.
He's doing an interview and he's like, you know, so you sampled Under Pressure by David Bowie, and he's like, no, it's not the same song. And he's like, it is. He goes, no, that song goes dun 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 dun. My song goes dun 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 dun.
just happens to kind of coke.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, yeah, fair play to me. Yeah. Fair fucking play to you. You not a bother to you. So I'd say Bohemian Rhapsody.
I would have just looked and they go back all the boys in the studio together, that'd be late.
Yeah, but imagine they were all mad, uptight and serious and all, like, do that proper. And you're like, alright,
I doubt it. You know what I mean? All the boys just blading, smoking though.
Me walking in, smell of smoking air, open the window.
Yeah, open the window there with this boys. Anyways, yeah, that one.
McGinty.
It's been a while.
What's something you used to believe with absolute certainty?
Oh, I have something here in my head.
That you have completely changed your mind.
That I can't remember.
I have one, but I don't want to admit it because I still kind of double down on it. I was told years ago that, you know, your eyelashes, when they fall out, they don't grow back. And I still bring her up.
That, like, you still believe it?
No, I don't believe it. Obviously, don't believe it anymore because I know it's not true. Because, like, girls cut their eyelashes.
Girls don't cut their eyelashes.
Did you? Do you have that little scissor yoke?
That little, yeah,
the scissor.
Clamp.
Yeah.
That's curling them, it's not cutting them.
No. There's, like, it's a scissors.
Oh, I'm on about a clamp. It's like a round,
yeah,
yoke.
That's curling them. You're the thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
Girls don't cut their eyelashes.
Right. And I was told before, like, oh, they don't grow back. I was like, cool. That's mad, isn't it? Don't have to worry about that. Don't plan on pulling my eyelashes out. But, like, yeah, still double down on it now.
Are you thinking of something, or are you?
I had something, Siobhan. It's going to deal my head in. It's not going to come.
Terrence, I feel like there's.
It's going to come to me tonight.
Yeah, you have one of these every few weeks.
Yeah. No, this is a deep, dark one.
Oh, is it? Yeah?
This is something I really believed, and it's not around. Suppose we could go with Argus for now.
For now.
Do you know what the biggest, most frustrating thing about the podcast is? When you get a great question and you can't answer it, but then you go home and you answer
it. Same.
Do you remember the Mount Rushmore in the Phoenix Park?
Mm-hmm.
Chrissy Deignan should have been on it.
Yeah.
How do we not think of that at the time?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, we done a podcast in his gaff.
Yeah.
And after like 15 in. Episodes in or something.
And then do you remember, like, a couple of times over the years, I'd randomly get sent like a newspaper article and
Chrissy
Deignan's
eating the back of us.
Yeah.
Not in a positive
like
way. Like,
yeah, them talking bollocks, lads, like, right. And
he
looked
us at Ryan Tuberty and all.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he just used to always, just had time for us, didn't he?
So, yeah, that popped into my head. I was like, yeah, I remember he was singing on the podcast and all.
Yeah, what a man, honestly. The fucking go. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions or whatever you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Bill.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up.
The Hypnocker.